I invite you to open your hearts, take a deep breath, and be in spirit of prayer as we go before the Lord together. Most gracious and loving God, in this moment of silence, we recognize that we are yours. And you are ours. And we come to you in this moment of prayer. First of all, gracious Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all you have given us, especially your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him that our sins are forgiven. It is through him that our lives are changed. It is through him that we live eternally. Help us to think deeply on the reality of what our Christian lives say and of who you are. Lord, we need you now. We come to you as a church family, one of so many small churches, medium churches, huge churches. And yet every one of those churches joins together under you and in you. And this day, as we come together as a church here in Whitesburg, we come with joy in our hearts. We're delighted that God is back, that he has made it through this. As he has a ways to go, but he's made it so far in this recovery. We know that he has not done it alone, that we have been with him. And so our hearts are filled with joy to be in this place, to see so many faces, to think about the joyful things that we will do, to think about ordering Easter lilies and that Easter is coming. But God, we know that we have to make it through Holy Week first. We have to walk with you to that cross. And Lord, as we walk, we just lift up her family. We thank you. We thank you for Dale's life. We thank you for the fact that you have been with him, that you are with him, and that because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he is with you now. God, we pray that you would show us as a church what we can do to support. But we pray that you would just give her strength every step of the way and help her to know that you are with her all. God, as we continue to worship, we lift up all these names on the prayer list. You know every situation. We pray for David. You love him so much. He is your child, and he's struggling. Show us how we can help. Send those who can help. Every situation that we bring into the sanctuary, you know. And you are giving life and healing and fullness and wholeness and whatever is needed to bring us through the hard times and the wonderful times. So as we worship together today, may we hear another confirmation that you are with us. May we hear the voice of Jesus. May we know you a little bit better than we did when we came into this place. May we allow you to mold us and shape us and get rid of some of the things that don't need to be there. Replace them with holiness. We thank you. We thank you for this world. We pray that you would be with our leaders. In Ukraine, in Israel, we pray that you would just guide us so that your will might be done. We love you, Lord. We love you. And we do pray this prayer that Jesus taught so very long ago. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation.